Well, Renee Lundberg is with us from Bay College. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Jack.
Well, it is Leadership Academy time again, hey? And something that in the Iron Mountain campus in particular. So let's talk a little about this. It's kind of important, eh?
It is. This is our eighth year, Jack, and this academy is really important to the Iron Mountain, Dickinson County community and to Bay College. As Bay College wants to really, you know, reflect the deep commitment that we have to supporting our regional workforce in the area.
You know, we talk a lot about things, Renee, on the Escanaba campus. It is the main campus, obviously, and sometimes we kind of forget the second, quote-unquote, campus. This is a good example of something that is important for that campus, right?
Absolutely. Bay College is important to both communities. You know, we do have our two locations, and Iron Mountain has a very strong workforce. They have a cross-sector of industries in that area, and our focus for the Leadership Academy is to really bring all of those industries together and to highlight what a great partner Bay College is in that area.
Yeah, let's talk a little about that. You know, we have the Delta Force here in Escanaba that people know about. It's similar, isn't it?
You know, it's similar in its formatting, but the Leadership Academy tends to really focus on bringing the leadership skills and connecting those maybe emerging leaders with well-placed leaders already in the community and making those connections and just taking that leadership level to the next level. And there is obviously a community focus because without community, right, we are a community college and we are embedded in those communities, but it really just focuses on what some of the skills and knowledge, the real world knowledge that's there and helping to grow along with that community involvement piece.
So let's talk about this, how this works. You mentioned 8 years. There's a lot of, our radio station is one of them, in Dickinson County that provide services. And so, therefore, there's some knowledge to be learned by people that want to, and it's not just like we'll teach you something, that kind of thing. It's working together, how I feel anyway.
Absolutely. It's building a really cross-industry network of peers. And you come together, there's 8 in-person leadership sessions. One of the great parts about this academy is you actually sit down and you take a DISC assessment. DISC assessment is a profile, and it shows your strengths and your weaknesses or your areas that you for communication. And it really kind of drills down and emphasizes how you can work with other people and then how they can work with you. So that is a big part of the academy. It also, you can get a professional headshot for your LinkedIn profile, and we'll help you set up that LinkedIn profile. And then it's just the connections. You meet once a month. We have a big kickoff in September where we cover everything. And then once a month all the way through April, you come together, we'll do morning session, a very specific topic. You'll have a catered lunch, and then we go into an afternoon session. And there's a lot of roundtable discussion and a lot of one-on-one with the peers coming in, and just making that connection and, that impact and that influence.
Okay, so last question, Renee. How can people listening in Kingsford and Iron Mountain in Norway, the whole county, really, how can they get involved?
Oh, we really encourage you to go to our website, baycollege.edu, and there's a tab called Workforce. And on that tab, you will find the Leadership Academy information. Or, of course, you can reach out to me directly at 906-217-4224. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have and then get you registered for it.